This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Since the Syrian civil war started 7.5 years ago, more than 3 million Syrians have crossed the border north into Turkey. They've had to restart their lives, find new jobs, and build new homes. And in a lot of cases, that falls on women, often young women, who've had to take on more responsibility than they ever anticipated because their husbands were killed in the war. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports now from Gaziantep, Turkey, not far from the Syrian border, on a young woman who's become her family's breadwinner.
Amna Hafiz will never forget her first day at her first real job. She was 34 and really nervous, so nervous that she asked her mom to come with her. The day didn't get off to a great start. We got lost on the way there, she tells me in Arabic. That's because they didn't understand the bus system and walked instead. Hafiz was an hour late, and her boss, also a Syrian refugee, was not sympathetic.
He said, don't be late again or tell me that you got lost. And I said, no, of course not. So the next day, I gathered up all my strength, and when I got to work on time, I felt so relieved.
Her job cleaning the offices of a small nonprofit was easy enough. The hard part was being in an office. Hafiz says she was so shy, it took her weeks to look people in the eye. Back in Syria, Hafiz had stayed at home with her two girls while her husband went to work. But when the government started bombing Aleppo, she fled and her husband stayed to fight. She found out later on TV he'd been killed, leaving Hafiz a young widow in a foreign country where she didn't speak the language.
Never in my life did I think I'd work, but I didn't want my daughters to have to rely on anyone else or to feel like something was missing without a father around.
It's been 2 years since that scary first day, she tells me, as she washes the dishes and sweeps the floor in the office kitchen.
I'm so happy to work. The most important thing for me is that I'm not dependent on anyone's help. I can take care of myself.
And that's Hafiz's cell phone, her 11-year-old daughter, Maryam, again.
Hello? Hello?
I ask her in Arabic, does she call you a lot at work?
She's always calling me. She always says, when are you coming home? You're late. I'm bored.
It's summer. School's out. Hafiz says she feels guilty she's not at home more, but she also knows she's one of the lucky ones. There are thousands of Syrian women like Hafiz in Turkey. Their husbands are gone, and they're carrying the weight of their families. Many have little education and few skills and can only get menial jobs with long hours and low pay. Hafiz got her job with the help of a local NGO and makes $500 a month. That first paycheck, she says, felt unreal.
That was the first time I ever got paid $500. I didn't even know what $500 meant. Right away, I took my daughters to the mall. I bought them food and they pushed the cart. It was the first time ever pushing a cart and they were so excited.
After work, Hafiz takes me to her apartment in Gaziantep, where about a quarter of residents are Syrian refugees. She lives on the second floor of an old building in a three-bedroom that she shares with her daughter, her mom, her dad, her three brothers, and two of their wives. Black cushions are spread out on the living room floor. Tonight, they'll be pulled together as beds. Her father sits quietly eating sunflower seeds. Her mother greets me warmly. We exchange hellos in Arabic.
Wa alaikum salam, kifik.
She tells me that back in Syria, they didn't live like this. Everyone had their own apartment. There was no better life than before, she says. We wish we can return to that life, but it won't come back. Things have gotten better here. When they first came to Turkey, after spending almost all their money on smuggling fees, Hafiz would spend her days outside a mosque, begging for bread. Even though she earns a lot more now and is paid in dollars, it's not enough to support her whole family. Her brothers work seasonal textile jobs, so they're unemployed a lot of the time. One of them, Mohammed, keeps himself busy by watching old horror movies. He pulls up a favorite on YouTube.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
It's a nice story, he says. In another room, Hafiz's daughter, Meryem, is glued to a Turkish soap opera. She's wearing a jeweled jean jacket and has green braces, which her mom pays off monthly. Meryem says these soap operas help her learn Turkish. She also tells me she wants to be a doctor.
A doctor?
Hafiz is glad to hear that. She wants Meryem to have a better life and to be independent. And she worries a lot about what would happen if she lost her job. Her fears even keep her up at night sometimes. But she still gets up early. Can't be late for work. In Gaziantep, I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.
Rima's reporting was made possible for us by the International Center for Journalists' Bringing Home the World Fellowship.